Time is running out for school districts that are fighting their Act 46 forced mergers. The Agency of Education sent out a sharply worded memo last month saying it would take every action legally available to get the districts to merge. Now school boards are reluctantly putting the pieces in place to have their new districts operational before July 1st. BPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
Welcome to the continuation of the organizational meeting of this new district. The vote and articles from the warning, you must be a registered voter in the towns of Brattleboro, Dumerson, Guilford, Putney, and have passed through the...
None of these school districts want to merge. Voters in each of the four towns rejected their Act 46 school consolidation plan, and opponents here have been fighting tooth and nail to remain independent. A judge still has to rule on the lawsuit that challenges the state's authority to force school mergers, so it's not a done deal yet. But even as the lawsuit proceeds and lawmakers debate an extension, districts like this one in Windham County understand that the window is closing on putting together an alternative to merging. At the meeting this week, Jody Normando of Dumerston said she was only taking part in organizing the new district because there were no other options.
I am here tonight to help us move forward to do the best we can for all of our students and for our towns in the event that we end up being forced to merge. All of our towns voted overwhelmingly not to merge. However, at this point, we are being forced to merge by state agencies that have failed to recognize or respect our votes.
The Agency of Education wanted these districts to take care of this business back in February. But at the time, Act 46 opponents hoped a judge would put the mergers on hold. And so across the state, most of these organizational meetings were canceled. The judge did not issue an injunction, so now meetings like this are being held. Frank Rucker is business administrator in Windham Southeast, and he said the past few months of indecision have been tough on his office. Rucker said he can't apply for state and federal tax forms until there's a new district, and without a merged budget, the district can't hire teachers for next year. There's simply no roadmap for what some of these Vermont school districts are going through.
What we have to go on at this point is a memorandum from the Department of Education, and unfortunately, we're not getting any additional guidance on how to proceed, so we're looking for guidance as well.
Some of that guidance might come from Montpelier, where lawmakers are trying to hammer out a compromise that would give merging districts a little time to work out some of the details. Republican Representative Heidi Sherman from Stowe sponsored the House bill.
I knew clearly that it was going to be extremely difficult, if not impossible, to do any substantive legislative changes to Act 46. It just was not going to happen. But at the same time, if we're going to be forced to merge, we need this extra time to do it right, to do it well, and to ensure our communities understand everything that's going on and are committed to whatever direction we're going to go in.
Sherman School District has its own lawsuit pending, one of three across the state. The judge is expected to rule on that one sometime this month, but the case is likely destined for the Vermont Supreme Court, creating even more delays. So David Kelly, who represents the 33 school districts involved in the lawsuit, says there's simply no other option but to get the new districts in place before July 1st.
If you read the agency's guidance memorandum to districts, it was mildly threatening. You go forward or we will use all available legal means to, you know, enforce the order. I think certainly our advice to people is here's the law and, you know, as lawyers, our duty is to urge you to comply with the law.
But at the same time, Kelly made it clear that the fight's not over. He believes his side will eventually prevail in court, and even if that happens months down the line, he says attorneys will then stay busy untangling the merged districts. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.